Making anti-vaxxing a crime, a meatless McDonald's, and the toll of lockdown. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Tuesday, November 10th. Before we start today's briefing, we need your help quickly. Today's Daily Briefing is the 86th we've released, which means that we're closing in fast on 100 episodes. To celebrate 100 episodes, we're going to be doing a Daily Briefing live stream, which goes through the 100 craziest, funniest, and weirdest stories from 2020, with me presenting them in normal Daily Briefing style. But don't worry, there'll also be twists and surprises, making the news reading slightly harder for me than it already is. However, before we get into any of that fun, we need your help sourcing 100 stories. So we want you to email us the news stories you think we should feature. The more weird, the more bizarre, the more funny, the better, so that we can coordinate them all. You'll want to email your stories, ideally with sources, to dailybriefing@tldrnews.co.uk. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Briefing YouTube channel and hit the bell icon so that you can be notified when that special stream goes live. Anyway, that's all for now, so on to your regularly scheduled briefing. Let's get right into it. Anti-vaxxers. Right now, they seem to be a significant obstacle to the path out of the pandemic, as the coronavirus is still remorselessly ripping through our societies, destroying families, businesses, and livelihoods. Many are looking to the vaccine to get us back to some semblance of normality. Fortunately, we were given some much-needed good news yesterday, with the Pfizer vaccine apparently at 90% effectivity, much higher than any scientists had hoped for. However, the Prime Minister has attempted to manage expectations, urging people not to put too much faith into the vaccine progress. Anti-vaxxers likely didn't have any faith in it anyway, which in itself causes quite a problem. If enough people refuse to take the vaccine, then we will not be able to build up the herd immunity we need for this virus. And this ends one of the pathways out of the pandemic. This is exactly why some scientific organisations, such as the Royal Society and the British Academy, have advocated for a change in the law to make spreading anti-vaccine myths a criminal offence. Clearly, they've stated that they believe that people should be inoculated against falsehoods spread online. Such falsehoods have already seemingly managed to find a foothold in society, with 36% of the UK supposedly being either uncertain or unlikely to take the vaccine. Free speech advocates may be hesitant to back this legislation, though, even if they don't believe the anti-vax movement, because they might claim that it puts us one step closer to enforced government thinking and making 1984 a non-fiction book. However, others will argue that free speech has always had its limits, and that laws exist around the world prohibiting things like the denial of Holocaust and other generic speech that harms public health, and therefore, they claim this law would be no different. We'll leave it up to you to decide whether backing such a law is right or not. In the second news story today, McDonald's is set to announce its own McPlant vegan range in 2021. As part of this move, the franchise would offer chicken alternatives, meatless burgers, and breakfast sandwiches. Part of the move has been motivated by concerns over the effect of meat on health. In addition to this, it's been claimed by the BBC that McDonald's were also motivated by the effect of the meat industry on the environment and animal welfare. While some will undoubtedly be happy about this move, some others will claim that the introduction of plant-based alternatives came too late, and that McDonald's' competitors just got there first. KFC and Burger King both already have vegan burgers, for example. However, irrespective of how long it took them to introduce plant-based food, many vegetarians and vegans will be delighted that they now have more choices when visiting McDonald's, and that they'll be able to eat something other than chips and a fruit bag. In the final story today, it's been revealed that children are really suffering in the various lockdowns that residents of the UK have been placed in over the last few months. While the lockdown has inevitably had a positive impact on reducing the spread of the virus and saved many, many lives, Ofsted have revealed that children's development has been set back. Some children have reverted back to nappies, and others have reportedly forgotten how to use a knife and fork, while others have lost their stamina for reading. These account for the hardest hit children by the pandemic. However, they also identified two other broad groups, those that have slipped back in their learning, and those that have found lockdown a positive experience. The majority of children in the 900 schools they visited fit in the first of these two categories. The closure of schools set them back, but it wasn't as detrimental to them as the hardest hit group we discussed first. The interesting finding about the children who found lockdown a positive experience was that those in families with more money weren't necessarily the ones that liked lockdowns. The findings show that those from a supportive family found it a positive experience as they had more family time, and that this was irrespective of family wealth. So while lockdowns continue to be discussed and implemented, it looks unlikely that schools will be closed. The Prime Minister has always been keen to stress that schools will not close in the UK due to the impact they have on children, and this report certainly backs up this belief. Others may argue, though, that the threat of the virus extends beyond this, with lockdowns also impacting children's mental and physical health. As ever, we'll leave it up to you to decide what you think. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's Daily Briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/tldrdaily.